Welcome to another episode of the Smarter Equipment Finance Podcast. I'm Rob Mishloff, and this is
Robert Jackson.
Today, we're diving into the world of equipment cash out refinancing. It's like having your cake and eating it too. We're going to talk about how this magic trick works and whether or not it's the right move for your business. So first of all, let's understand it with a clear definition of what cash out refinancing is when it comes to equipment. Robert, you've done a lot of these transactions. Can we start with a clear definition of what equipment cash out refinancing is and how it's different than other lending or leasing options?
Okay. I'm glad you asked that question. The way that a cash out refinance program works is if a business owner has assets, construction equipment, or anything that has, you know, value, offers value to a prospective underwriter, and they're tied up with cash, and they need to get cash, but they don't want to surrender their equipment. Well, they have the ability to use that equipment that is typically paid off. We can't really do it if it's got a lien. So that's one of the things that you've got to be note. It's got to be free and clear. If it's a titled piece of equipment, no liens. If it's non-titled, we just have to show that you don't have any, you don't owe any outstanding balance on it through other means. But we can do titled or non-titled, so it does not matter. It just needs to be under your business name or your personal name if you're a sole proprietorship. In that case, what we can do is we will actually use the wholesale value of the equipment in some cases and find out what we can get you for that piece of equipment. Most recently, I had a gentleman who contacted me about a skid steer. He had a skid steer that he needed to get $40,000 out of to pay for some marketing costs and an expansion on his powder coating business.
Okay.
And we were able to get him about $35,000 of what he wanted, which was fine. It was he was more than happy to get that. But not only did he get the $35,000, he kept the skid steer. So he got to use the equipment and just pay it back like it would be a traditional loan on any other structure. So it's no different than just kind of like refinancing your house.
So let's back up a second on that. I'm curious, the equipment, he was able to get $35,000 as a cash out. What was the wholesale value and what was the retail value of the asset he actually put up for collateral?
That I don't know, but I know that when he bought it brand new, it was $68,000.
Okay.
So I was basing it off of that figure, and it was 3 years old, I believe, or something to that effect.
Okay.
But he had just run into some money issues. He didn't want to take out a working capital loan because he thought that those rates were too high.
Sure.
So he came to me and I proposed this, and it was a perfect fit for him. I've also done instances where I had a gentleman come to me where he needed to get some money on his dump truck. He had a paid off tri-axle Peterbilt dump truck, and he needed to get $80,000, and we got him about $80,000 because it was a really good truck. It was a high quality, low miles, well-maintained truck.
So, interesting. So let's talk about what assets are eligible, because I've had some people come to me in the past with assets that nobody would lend on, right? It has to be some sort of hard asset. And so that could, anything with a title is typically going to qualify, right? Any sort of yellow iron. What about machine tools?
Machine tools, I don't know, to be perfectly honest with you.
Okay.
I don't want to speak on something that I don't know because I'm not really deft in that kind of machine tools. But with the cash out refi programs, it has to be a substantive asset. It has to be an asset that if they take it, if they repossess it, because God forbid that should happen. But let's be honest, you know, that does happen from time to time. They've got to be able to resell it. Right. So if you get machine tools, who are they going to resell them to?
Right. In fact, I'll give you an example of a transaction I was asked to work on a while back that did not qualify. And it was for an auto mechanic, and he wanted to refinance his toolbox, his wrenches, his drills, and so forth. And I mean, what are you going to do with a wrench? It right. costs more to repo a wrench than you're going to get for selling it. So typically, one of the main considerations is the value of each individual asset, right?
Correct.
And a lot of times, and it depends on the investor or the financing source, but some say there's a minimum asset value of $10,000.
Yep.
And that can't be two $5,000 assets. It needs to be everything has, and depending on who's lending the money, they may go by the wholesale value. Some go by the auction value. Mm-hmm. But some have a minimum of 10, some have a minimum of 20. But no one's going to go to the trouble of writing cash out refinance on, well, number one, soft assets that
or just software or anything like that. It's just
right. Know. Software racks, anything without a serial number.
Correct.
And I typically, I tell people to think of a hippopotamus. It has to weigh at least as much of a hippopotamus weighs 6,000 pounds. If you are trying to refinance something that doesn't weigh as much as a hippopotamus, you're not going to be able to make that transaction work. Typically, it's something that's made out of steel, something that's heavy. You know, for most of our customers, is not a problem. We're usually looking at a crane or a cement mixer or a semi-truck or something of that order. Let's break down what are the steps involved in this transaction from the initial application through funding. How does it actually work?
Well, for a title deal versus a non-title deal, it's a different process. A non-title deal is going to be much quicker. Sometimes the clients can have the funds in their bank account in as little as 48 hours.
Okay.
But with a title deal, because there's certain processes that we have to go through and certain processes that our underwriters have to go through, it does take a few more days. But it doesn't really take much, to be honest with you. A simple application, the asset, we need to get pictures of it, all the pictures, serial number, hour meter, each side. It's called an equipment condition report or a vehicle condition report, however you want to call it. We also have to get proof of ownership. So if it's a non-titled piece of equipment, an insurance declarations page with the item posted on it will suffice. Sometimes if you have the original bill of sale for when you purchased it, that would work. Or if you have a payoff letter, a lien release from whoever was financing it with the serial number posted saying that it's free, that would also suffice. So there's a number of ways that we can prove that the equipment is owned by you and it's free and clear.
Okay.
But those are typically done with non-titled deals. Non-title deals also yield better financing rates for some reason. I don't know why, at least in my particular circumstances, I got a better deal on the skid steer than I did on the dump truck.
Sure.
And the customers were nearly identical, so I don't know why.
But okay.
It's not for me to decide. So there's pros and there's cons to this. The pro is that you keep your equipment and you get your money. The con is that you got to pay it back with interest.
Right.
So there's a price to pay, and that's the price you pay.
So what are the pros and cons of this sort of transaction, a cash out refinance, versus just going and getting either, and let's talk about two different examples, because you have your traditional term loans that mm-hmm. you'd get primarily from banks, because they're very rare in the non-bank marketplace. Mm-hmm. And then let's compare it also to your typical working capital loan that you get from a non-bank lender.
Okay. So a traditional working capital loan that you would get from a non-bank lender, they're kind of a short-term solution for an immediate cash infusion. If you're needing something... If you've got money coming to you in the next 60 to 90 days, maybe 120 days, something like that, then a working capital loan is the absolute best fit for you, because those terms are generally 6 months to 15 or 18 months.
Okay.
Not much longer.
Right.
So if you're borrowing $50,000 and you're paying it back over a shorter term, you can imagine what your payments are going to be like.
Right.
Moreover, the interest rates on working capital loans tend to be a little bit higher. They're more akin to credit card rates. Just is what it is.
Right.
It's an open secret. So anybody out there listening and knowing, it just is what it is. So
yeah. I mean those loans, we're pretty clear with our, we do a very, very, very small amount of them.
Mm-hmm.
We could do more if we liked to lie to people, but that's just not something we do. And we're transparent with people mm-hmm. about the rates and the terms mm-hmm. and that it's usually not a very good idea to take out this type of a loan unless you're going to be able to pay it back in, you know, X amount of time. And to be clear, typically these cash out refis are not a short-term solution like a working capital loan. They can go up. What's the longest?
They're completely dichotomous. You can get a cash out refi program and get a 60-month term in some instances if you're qualified enough. It's all based on the time in business, the credit, commercial credit, and the asset. The better those circumstances are, the better deal we can offer.
Gotcha. So it is almost like a bank term loan, except just you're putting up collateral.
Yes. Well, we have them where you can do term loans, but we also have a program where it has an early buyout option.
Okay.
Where at some point during the agreement, once you reach that milestone, if you've achieved, you know, the criteria to get to it, never miss your payments, always on time, set up as an ACH, there's a little privilege, I guess you should say, or a bonus for the buyer, the guy that took the cash out refi, where if he would like to mitigate some of the finance cost on like a term loan where you're fixed payment for a fixed term, so you're obligated to pay the interest and the principal,
right.
This will allow you to soften that blow somewhat.
Okay.
So you'll still pay some finance cost because nobody does anything for free. You don't, I don't, nobody.
Right.
But you'll be able to, it'll put you in a much more favorable position because your payments are going to be much lower than they would be on say a working capital loan where you have a shorter term for the same amount of money. Because if you took a $50,000 cash into your bank account and you had 60 months to pay it back versus 15 months to pay it back.
Yeah.
It's there's no question which one would be better, especially because the cash out refi program is going to be way more conducive because it's treated just like an equipment loan, but it doesn't report. It's not going to report to a commercial credit because it's not actually an asset, you know, kind of thing. So
sure. So that's actually a pretty good deal because you avoid the high charges of a working capital loan, but you do have the ability in many cases, not all, but in many cases, to pay it off early mm-hmm. and save the majority of finance charges mm-hmm. if you so choose and if you're in the proper cash position to do that.
Correct.
That sounds like a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's talk about, we talked about one example. I actually had a customer, this is many years ago, who was overloaded with working capital loans. And he was about to go bankrupt. And he was what's called stacked. And in working capital, stacking is when you have multiple working capital loans, which can be a death spiral. Because what happens is most working capital lenders will put you into a loan. They don't call it a loan. They call it something else. But it's a loan. And the payments will be targeted at about 10% of your revenues. Well, then you get a second loan, that's 10% of your revenues. Well, then you get a third loan, that's 10% of your revenues. Well, for most businesses, 30% of your revenues is all of your profit, if not more, right? And so once you get into that position, it's very hard to get yourself out. And in this particular case, It was a trucking company. The guy had, I think, 20 trucks, and he was not going to make it. And we realized, well, we can put these trucks up as collateral, do a cash out refinance on the trucks, drop your payments. And we ended up dropping his payments by 70% because these working capital loans were all structured as 90 to 120 days, which of course meant they had to keep coming back for more and more capital. We rolled it all in to a cash out refi with a 36-month term, and the customer was able to pay off all his working capital loans, get out of that, and essentially save his business. So in a lot of cases, this loan can be an absolute lifesaver.
If a client is comparing the two programs side by side and they want my input, I would tell them to go for the cash out refi program if they qualify every time, because it's just a better scenario overall for the business owner. And that's the easiest way to explain it.
In 10 years, I've personally done, well, dozens and dozens of transactions, and one or two working capital loans. I'm much more likely to talk somebody out of a working capital loan. Even though it costs us money to talk somebody out of a working capital loan most of the time.
It does.
But there's something to be said for not ripping people off or not, and to be clear, it's not always a ripoff, obviously. I mean, we do a few of them, but we're very clear with customers when we're talking about the straight working capital product that it has its place, just like, and I'll give an example, is every dentist's office has access to cocaine. It's used to make Novocaine, I think. But I do know that in a dentist's office, there are substances that can be abused. They're there for a good reason, and they're used in very limited instances when they're needed. But it's a good way to ruin your life if you use it wrong, right? And that's what I think about the working capital loans. There's a time and a place for them, but you want to be very, very careful because they absolutely can destroy your business in terms of, and that's true, incidentally, of any loan.
So it's kind of akin to having like nitrous oxide at the dentist is okay, but nitrous oxide at a funeral wouldn't be.
Right. Pretty much.
That's all right. Just want to make sure we're clear on that. That's okay. So what you're saying is that for those that are doing the working capital, we make sure that they understand what they're doing so they move forward with their eyes wide open. Is that what you're telling me?
Right. Okay. And we also want to do the same with a cash out refi because every product has its pros and its cons, and you want to make sure it's used in the most responsible way possible and that our customers are making an informed business decision. And so let's talk about, too, well, what are the pitfalls of a cash-out refi? And the first one that comes to mind is, well, if you don't make your payments, we're going to take your equipment.
That's right? Number one.
What else is there?
Well, some people can object to the interest rates just on a general basis because, you know, when people call, what's your rate? What were you expecting? What were you, you know, that kind of thing. Everybody wants the lowest rate. Everybody wants a 1.9 and everybody wants a 3.99. Those don't exist anymore.
Right.
I don't know what rate the customer is going to get because, like I said, each case is different. We don't have a one-size-fits-all type of approach with it when it comes to those cash-out refi programs. Like I said, we're not pigeonholed to one program. We've got a couple of different ways that we can position the deal on those cash out refi programs. So we're not just, you know, we've got plenty of options that we can present to customers. But sometimes those options that customers object to because of, you know, it's out of their funding parameters or whatever the case may be. So that would be the biggest downside, is it just doesn't fit with what their budget, because people's expectations always don't match with reality.
I've got one more for you, because this is something I have encountered in the past, is arguing with the lender about the valuations of their equipment. And it will depend on some, we talked about earlier, some lenders look at the wholesale value, which is very different than the auction value, mm-hmm. which is what other lenders look at. And the auction value is what would it go for at an auction? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, and I'll give you an example. This is a number of years ago, a gentleman came to me. He wanted to do a cash out refi on a moving truck. Mm-hmm. And we looked at Black Book, which is where you can get a lot of valuations for trucking assets. And we determined that the truck was going to be worth about $15,000 or something mm-hmm. like that. And the customer got very angry. And he said, well, no, that doesn't take into account the lift gate on the truck. And I just put a new lift gate on the truck, and the lift gate itself was $12,000.
Wow, I didn't know they're that expensive.
I didn't either. But the truth is, the auction market is the auction market. It doesn't necessarily care that you stuck a lift gate on the truck. You look at what a lender looks at is, what are the comps? What is this model of truck with this amount of miles typically going for at auction? And it's going to be very difficult to take into account every variable, such as the guy just put a new lift gate
right
on it.
Or I just put new tires, or I just changed the brakes. That's just maintenance.
Right. If you talk to somebody in the commercial lending industry or in the residential lending industry, they'll have people call and they'll have put new carpet in their house. Mm-hmm. And based on that, they'll decide the house is worth
$10,000 more.
Exactly. And this is the same sort of thing, where it doesn't really matter what you think somebody would pay for the asset. It matters what the market shows people have already paid for the asset. And we can only go based on actual figures of actual transactions that have taken place. And so a lot of people will turn down a transaction because of an unrealistic view of the value of their equipment. And the truth is, buying four or five trucks as a course of business makes you a lot less of an expert than a lender that has 6,000 trucks in their portfolio and has math and has statistics to tell you this is what this asset goes for. And in fact, we know, because the last time we had to repo a truck, we had to sell it, and this is what it sold for. And based on that, this is how much money we're willing to lend on. And there's no emotion involved in that. And a lot of times emotion or attachment, because it's quite common to get an attachment to your business assets or business vehicles. You don't want that to keep you from making a solid decision about your business, because you have pride about your truck.
You're emotionally attached to something you shouldn't be.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. Closing thoughts. Mm-hmm. Before we wrap up, equipment cash out refinancing is a powerful tool, but it's not a one size fits all. I mean, you have to assess your business's unique needs and risks before you dive in. Anything else in terms of a parting thought?
I would say, if you want to know what your specific situation would be, to pick up the phone, call Smarter Equipment Finance, and speak to myself or any other competent rep that we have with an organization, and they'll guide you for what's best. And if a cash out refi program is not what's best for you, if it's not going to fit for you, then we're going to tell you that, and we're going to tell you the reasons why. because our job is to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear, because you've been told what you needed. Because if you're told what you need to hear, you can actually accomplish something. If you're told what you want to hear, they're just lip service. It's just to move you along. And so I urge everybody to, I automatically assume that when I talk to a customer that they're going to speak to somebody else that does what I do. And if they don't, they're a fool.
Right.
They're just a fool.
Right.
So on that note, with Cash Out Refi, it's a wonderful program that will allow you to keep your assets, get cash, make payments, stay in business, continue to scale your business. It's just, it's a wonderful program. The people that I've done it for love it. They've got no objections to it whatsoever. I just wish I could do more of them.
Awesome. Well, with that, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Michaloff.
And that's a wrap.